USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. ban on foreign nationals traveling into the country if they visited China in the last 2 weeks is neither based on facts nor helpful, according to Chinese officials. The White House announced that they would temporarily suspend entry into the United States of foreign nationals who may pose a risk of transmitting a deadly coronavirus. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
The actions we have taken and continue to take complement the work of China and the World Health Organization to contain the outbreak within China.
China's health authority said that 259 people have died and 11,791 people are now confirmed to have contracted the virus, surpassing the number of the 2002-2003 outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A campaign that started more than 2 years ago and featured more than 2,200 candidate events is down to the final weekend in Iowa. On Monday night, Iowa will officially kick off the presidential nominating process with the first in the nation caucuses. There's been a clear top tier of Democratic hopefuls in Iowa since the early fall. Former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Mary Higgins Clark, the tireless and long-reigning queen of suspense whose tales of women beating the odds made her one of the world's most popular writers, died at the age of 92. Her publisher, Simon & Schuster, announced that she died in Naples, Florida, of natural causes. A widow with five children in her late 30s, she became a perennial bestseller over the second half of her life, writing or co-writing A Stranger is Watching, Daddy's Little Girl, and more than 50 other favorites. Her sales topped over 150 million copy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States Treasury Department has added sanctions to an Iranian national. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Treasury has imposed fiscal sanctions against Iran's nuclear energy chief and ordered his U.S.-linked assets frozen amid ongoing tensions between Washington and Tehran. On Thursday, they sanctioned Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, saying the agency has played a significant role in Tehran violating nuclear regulations. Tehran denounced the new sanctions, saying they smack of desperation.
A new crop of 117 emojis will be dropping in Apple's next update. Twitter is already rejoicing at some of the long-awaited additions, including a transgender flag and a boba tea emoji. The new emoji class also features a gender-neutral Santa Claus, a gender-neutral person in a tuxedo, and a wedding dress. Emojis of parents bottle-feeding children and the pinched-finger Italian hand gesture will also be included in the release. Other notable additions include a worm, a toothbrush, a bell pepper, and finally a smiling emoji with a tear. The new emojis were announced by the Unicode Consortium, a nonprofit that maintains software standards and has been working for years to diversify its pool of emojis. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.